South.
Uh-huh.
Can y'all really feel me?
Feel us.
West Coast Philly.
Feel us.
West Coast Philly.
Say what?
Dirty South.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello, guys. Ooh. How you doing?
Good. Very good.
So the new 1013 is 1213?
It's 1209 on my end. I don't know what you're talking about.
So you're early. But thank you.
Very early, yeah.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Panthers lost to the Canucks last night, 3-2 in overtime. Back in action tomorrow against the Golden Knights. Last night, the ALCS Guardians won a thriller. David Fry walk-off shot for the Guardians. Keeps Cleveland in that series, that in spite of Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge going back-to-back. Meanwhile,
Cleveland's not a small ballpark either. No.
Then the Dodgers, they go up 3-1, smoked the Mets, 10-2. Shohei, Mookie, both going deep for LA.
Every time they play baseball, I think of the cartoon. You remember Looney Tunes when they did the baseball thing and they're going, dun, 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 and they're just going around the bases.
That's how it's going right now for the Mets. They will try and avoid their season coming to an end today at 5:08. Game 4 of the ALCS is tonight at 8:08.
I want Cleveland to win. I think I want to go to a game.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you better get there quick, dude. I think they only got, like, unless they get to the World Series.
That's what I said. I want Cleveland to win so I could go.
Oh, so you can go to the World Series. Yeah. Ah, that's cool. All right. You going to call your boy Kenny Lofton?
I could, but I don't even know where he is now.
Tell him Edgar Renteria says hi.
See? Wait. Was that necessary?
It wasn't.
That wasn't even necessary.
Wow. You know, one time when I was in high school, me and my buddy, we would go to Coral Reef Park in Boca, and we got to get lessons because Tony Fernandez would work out there all the time. But I never made the snide count of, thanks for game 7, dude.
You gonna piss somebody off one time.
What?
Huh?
What?
I'm just saying. Like, holy smokes.
Rest in peace, of course, to the great Tony Fernandez.
Listen, when you go to hell, don't try to, don't pull a gun with you.
What? He was very nice.
Wow.
Dude, I'm just saying, you, I'm talking about Tobin for all the thing, raggedy things he says.
I'm not being raggedy. Big time error.
Peter Pan.
See what I'm saying?
Miami Heat. They take on the Memphis Grizzlies tonight, their preseason finale. This one, they actually didn't send anybody.
By the way, you idiots, I didn't mean Tony Fernandez, I meant Tobin. I'm not going to.
But who thought it was the other way around? No,
they're like, geez, Leroy.
Well, I think it was the way that you came in very aggressive saying when you go to
because,
like, it was funny.
Because he when he says stuff like that, it's like, these are not thoughts we all share.
That guy hit a mean fungo, dude. Very nice man.
I mean, you can't listen.
He knows what he's doing.
After what you started with, you can't come in very nice man.
Well, when I, you know, would feel the grounder, I would be like, not like you did in 07, 97.
They want me to mute you.
Why?
Because you won't stop.
Keep it up.
Just found out what a fungo is.
Really? We told you last week.
No, I was
Chicholo.
They use it for batting practice.
Yeah. See, Charles, nah.
My question is, isn't a fungo harder to hit than a regular bat?
That's what I was thinking. They say
so it's a very little barrel.
Why you want to hit a skinny bat?
I really
seems like you want to be fatter so you can make contact.
I think it's for the pop. I think it's for the pop flies. I think it makes it like a mean pop fly.
Oh, they want me to mute you, Leroy?
Why?
I don't know.
Leroy.
Yeah, man. What did
I... Oh, my goodness. Wow. That took a turn for the worse.
Tables turned.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Heat are back in action tonight. Preseason finale in Memphis. This one, they actually didn't send anybody to Memphis. They actually put out a list of those not traveling.
So Bam is... He's available for some dominoes.
Yeah. Bam, Jimmy. I think the only regs who went were Jaime and Nico.
Because they're young.
Not even Duncan? Duncan goes everywhere.
Nope, not even Duncan. Damn. Duncan stayed home. Even Duncan's like, I think I'll take a night at Wynwood.
You pictured him walking around in Wynwood?
Wynwood?
Definitely.
With Jimmy. Jimmy will be Definitely. With him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not Bam.
No.
No.
I see Duncan more as a...
What about Midtown Tyler? Wynwood?
Design district.
I see Tyler going everywhere.
Okay.
Well, didn't Tyler, remember there was that viral video of the girl who crashed into the Wynwood walls.
Oh, my... Yeah, that's right.
It's like she saw Tyler Hero in Wynwood, and she, like, didn't stop her car. She just crashed. Like, not violently, but she wanted to go get a selfie with Tyler Hero because people were going crazy for him and messed
didn't
up
he have an event that day?
I don't remember what the particulars were. I don't know if he was just hanging around.
The event wasn't crashing your car.
No, I know, Leroy.
That was crazy. Like, and then finally,
on? At no point in time did it say Tyler Hero's going to be here. Come crash your car.
Finally, Francis Ngannou makes his MMA return tomorrow in the PFL against Henan Ferreira. He has not fought in MMA since January of 2022.
If I may, he hasn't really fought.
They fought Tyson Fury. Knocked him down.
Everybody knocks Tyson Fury down.
And then that's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen in my life.
Huh?
When he did that to Tyson Fury, come on. That was impressive.
And then what happened?
I actually thought he won the decision. I got to be honest with you.
Really?
Right. I thought he got screwed. In my mind, he was at one point heavyweight champion of the world in UFC and boxing. Then Anthony Joshua happened. Oof. That was bad. That was bad. He is a minus 325 favorite tomorrow. Fajeda is a plus 220 underdog. Francis by KO is minus 200. By decision, plus 900. And then a sub is plus 1,300. A lot of people do think Fajeda has a chance to knock him out because they're worried about how much ring rust there is. That's plus 275 of that wet your whistle.
So you think he'll win?
I think Ngannou's going to win. I think he's going to win. But Fajeda's he's a giant. It's like 6'8". 6'8", 261. Francis, 6'4", 256. Fajeda did just knock out Ryan Bader, so he's taken on some real dudes before.
Here's the deal. It's like the first contact fight's over, right?
Yeah.
That's the kind of fight.
Unless they're just sizing each other up.
Any mistake you make can mean night-night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what you watching those fights on the edge of your seat.
He did knock down Fury. Fury is 6'7".
What do you want?
Who's that, Zeus?
No.
Dre?
Yeah.
Luna?
Here, give me, hey.
A lot of dogs at those house.
No, look, he just came on in.
Oh, hello.
Hanging out.
He just wants a seat.
Get out of here.
It's a Football Friday, which is brought to you by your South Florida Chevy dealers. You're looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks. You're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. We'll take a break. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Mike McDaniel giving us a Tua update and talking about Snoop and what he's got to do this weekend. We'll get into more Dolphins Colts coming up. Back after this. Welcome back. Let's get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, which is brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Got Game Day Uncensored coming your way 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. Of course, myself, Solano will get you ready for Dolphins and Colts. Adam Beasley and Omar Kelly will join the program. And we'll get you set for all this action. Snoop Huntley Mike McDaniel talking about his improvements since he has joined the team. He referred to it as night and day. Let us play this Mike McDaniel cut and hope it ends before day turns to night.
For all parties involved, it is a night and day difference because we're working together to improve results day in, day out, week in, week out. And I think Snoop has really done a fantastic job becoming a part of our team in a way where teammates, needed him to continue to develop, and he has. And I look forward to seeing what he does today, because what I've learned from him is that tomorrow he'll have an even better day and start and continue to stack through the week. So very, very valuable information that there's a lot, in the previous games that you learned more and more each game. But it is, you feel more convicted in what you're doing, play in, play out, when you have the nuanced information.
Yeah, how many quarterbacks you have coming mid-season, Leroy, before? Like, what is that difference of weeks to week as far as picking things up?
I've never had that.
Mm.
What's happening here? Think about this. When I got to Minnesota, Brad Johnson replaced Warren Moon because Warren Moon was hurt. And then he stayed with Brad Johnson. And we had Brad Johnson for a couple years. And then when Brad Johnson got hurt, we went right to they signed
Culpepper. Randall Cunningham.
Randall Cunningham, right. Randall Cunningham is backup. And they brought in from Indianapolis, who's the angry, we call him Angry Bird.
Jeff George?
Angry. He was actually the first pick in my draft. Oh, 90. Anyway, so they brought him in to back up Randall Cunningham. So when Randall Cunningham got hurt, we were able to survive with him, huh?
Jeff George was number one.
Jeff George. We had Jeff George backing up Cunningham.
Mm.
Then.
But none of them ever came in midseason. They all stayed healthy through.
Nope. And then my last year, they drafted Dante Culpepper. So we never had an issue like this at quarterback.
Mm.
Because we always had a guy who either had some experience, was a seasoned veteran, that could come right in and play. So it's a weird dynamic. I never had this.
Yeah, well, I just want to know, like, what is the expectation of how he can go now a month plus with the team, I guess?
It's all about the timing, though, right? So here's what you do. You can get a quarterback's eyes to be in the right place. And then the timing in which, the areas open up. And you need that with reps, right? To be able to come in right away and do that, you're basically throwing two open guys. You're not throwing to areas. And sometimes you're a little hesitant to pull the trigger because you know defenses and you see a guy lurking. As time goes on, you get more familiar with the timing of it and you hit those open spots. And so I think that's the thing. And as we saw the last time he played, he was ripping something to the middle of the field now. He cut something loose and you were like, whoa, look at this. So he has gotten better from week to week. But the fact that Skyler wasn't already at this point, I think is disappointing.
For sure.
Right.
For sure. Especially, we're talking 3 years.
Right.
I don't know, man. And it's almost like it was so bad, you almost wonder if, like,
But it got better, though. It got better every week.
Not Skyler.
No, not Skyler. No,
that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking Skyler, dude. I'm not talking Scoot. Yeah, Scoot.
What are we talking about now?
I'm talking like, I almost wonder, like, Skyler was so bad. I almost wonder if, like, he got shell-shocked or something by the atmosphere. Like, it's just, oof.
I don't know. A lot of times we want to put all the ancillary circumstances into why a guy's not playing well. No. And I would just say that sometimes it starts bad and it just snowballs, right? So say if you run a play and you're not looking in the right spot and you make a bad throw, now you're playing catch up and you can't just relax. And that's why they say, you know, quarterbacks that it's just one play, just get it out of your system and move on. You got to reset. Well, sometimes when you come into a game as a young player, it's hard for you to reset and just shrug it off and move on to the next thing. You're always trying to make up or trying to correct that thing.
Mike McDaniel also was asked this morning about a Tua update with where things stand with him. And here was the Dolphins head coach on QB1.
You know, I don't ask the doctors for play calling advice, and so I'm not going to, supersede a medical expert. You know, like that wouldn't be very smart. So, once that's determined, when you make that decision, that is based upon the information and supported, driven by medical experts, it's easy to. There's no really second guessing or even evaluation of should we have or shouldn't we have. We should have, because of medical expertise, and so then you take the time to utilize the time, and you know, I think Tua's done a great job of getting something out of a situation that is obviously not ideal. I think you don't get to choose what you go through, but you get to choose how you handle things. And he's been unbelievably diligent.
Okay, if I may.
What? Everyone's faces. It's crazy.
What?
I definitely feel like though when Mike McDaniel does go to the doctor, he may not ask for play calling advice, but that doctor's giving it.
I think you have to, right? If you come with,
I think the doctor's like, can't run the ball a little bit more.
Wow, Mike. Jeez. I knew we were in trouble when you said that means he was rebooting.
That's literally every other word. What are you talking about?
Could you imagine Mike McDaniel as your doctor? Never get out of there.
You know, say it's unfortunate. Sometimes things in life happen so, you know, all of a sudden, and you know, as a doctor in the medical profession, it is my job to relay that information to you along with a plan to fully determine how we're going to attack this. There's a number of different possibilities, but doc, what the hell's wrong with me?
Get to the point.
This is gross. Can I make a suggestion for the dartboard of doom by any chance?
What?
Maybe one of us attend a Mike McDaniel press conference and just potentially sit in the front row with one of these boxes. And when he gets to a certain point,
will get escorted out. By the way,
potentially get kicked out. It's a great dare.
But we will be local heroes for sure. Omar Kelly and Barry Jackson is going to definitely stand up and just begin clapping his hands.
See, here's the thing. If I didn't like Mike McDaniel, this would be so much more annoying.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's the thing. He means well, right? His intent is to be informative and not to be long-winded. However, sometimes I think he stops because he forgot what the hell he was talking about.
All I got out of that was... there's a lot of doctors who are giving their opinion on this play calling. And he doesn't appreciate it.
His heart was in the right place.
My heart was in the right place. That's right. Take a break. Mix it on up. Coming up next. Ah! 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 Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with U560 WQAM. Media note from Barry Jackson says, beginning on Monday, Bally Sports Sun will be named FanDuel Sports Network Sun. Bally Sports will become FanDuel Sports Network Florida, all part of a national title sponsor deal between Diamond Sports, which owns Bally Networks, and Diamond. So there you go. FanDuel Sports Network Sun.
What's amazing about that is I don't care. Just tell me what channel.
Fair.
I don't know what the name of it has to be. As long as the channel's not changing, I'm good.
It's 100. Hey, listen, we've been through a lot of we've been through a lot of brand and name changes.
Yep.
As well as like it's radio.com, it's Odyssey. You know, once you settle on a name, the people are just like, is the show still on? Where, you know, so the Heat game's still on. The Panthers game. Well, the Panthers games aren't on there anymore. They're on. They're on channel. What do you guys have? Was it 39?
39.
It's on 9 up here.
Was it the WB?
I think so.
A CW?
I think so.
I used to watch. I used to use that channel. I used to watch. What is the show? Green.
Green Arrow.
Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Ah, CW. Yeah. Remember UPN 33? Ah, the good old days.
They used to show Dolphins games on there. Right? Wasn't that on? Or Canes games.
I think if it was an NFL Network game, that would happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they have to show it locally. Like, they have to have it on a broadcast channel.
Right.
One thing we also have to have every single day.
That's right.
The Knicks bag. The Knicks bag is brought to you by Kawhi Leonard's knee.
That's right.
So it's doing. Coming in. It's coming in limping.
We're just trying to get through the day. We got a big weekend ahead. We got big sports.
You know, it's tonight. Rebecca's homecoming.
Oh, really?
So fair to say you'll be a couple. You'll be a couple Red Bulls in.
At 152, Leroy going to get his swole on. Ooh.
Some push-ups.
Push up, sit up,
some.
Yep, pull ups. Yep.
Big Spoon, where's my heavy bag? Yeah, put it right on the front porch.
Yeah.
Put in the, are you a chaperone?
Put it in. What's the driver. Going
on? Nah.
I'm not allowed to chaperone.
What if they do it anyway?
I scare the children.
Yeah.
So it's funny, growing up, my dad would scare everyone around me. So.
If Leroy was a chaperone, we'd be back to COVID social distance.
Oh, I did it in the pool one time.
6 feet. 6 feet.
Hey, I told you one day I was watching Sunday football, and I look over out the corner of my eye like this, and I'm like, they standing as the pool falls, they standing kind of close. So I went in the back, put my bathing suit on, opened up the door, and then cannonball! Swam across. That's 6 feet.
Gotta be safe here, people.
Rebecca's like, Dad, you're embarrassing me.
Good.
He's That's like, so funny.
I think I have to go home.
You do? Oh,
leave us so soon?
It's just, what a shame.
What a bummer.
What a shame.
The door's right there. Close
it was
the
hot. As soon as I got up out of the pool, I was glistening a little bit. Oh, yeah, I got him.
What do you got for us today, Marcos?
Leroy, tough. Another person who's tough, Javon Holland.
Mm.
Currently playing with a broken bone in his hand. But he's going to give it a go. Although he says he's not sure how hard it is to play with a cast. I guess we'll find out. This is...
Well, because they wrap it, and it basically looks like you have a ball.
Like a club.
On the top of your hand. Because they don't want you moving your hand at all.
Yeah.
So you got to figure out how to catch, how to tackle, right? Or in Joe Philbin's case, you will be forced to play man-to-man on the goal line against a tight end.
Oh, man. Who was that? Philip Wheeler?
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. You used to coach for the other team. You know what they do in the red zone. Why do we have Billy Club Louie out there with trying to guard a tight end?
Didn't he also call a timeout in favor of the Packers?
He called the timeout so they could get ready.
He's like, I got a little queasy.
Queasy?
Anyway, what did Javon Holland have to say?
This is him on the difficulty of playing with a cast.
Yeah, I've never really done it before, so it's my first time. But, yeah, I mean, I'm going to assume it's going to be a little difficult. You know what I mean? If I have to club it, or I'm not really sure yet. So, but, yeah, I'm gonna assume it's going to be a little hard. Catch the ball, whatnot, because, you know, it's kind of in the way. What?
There you go, Javon Holland.
Catching the ball because it's kind of in the way. Yes. Dude, I'm telling you. It is.
What's the worst thing you played with? Broken ribs?
Broken ribs. Hmm. Broken ribs hurt because, like, you have, they put a flak jacket on you, and it's like a ceramic, like, vest.
This is the second broken ribs you had, or this is the one where the dude broke him again?
No, that was different ones. Oh. I had a bunch of, I've broken probably 8 ribs.
Jeez.
I broke ribs behind my scapula. I didn't even know I had ribs there. I thought it was my shoulder.
And here's Marco's making. Marco's making baby back jokes.
I still got a mark.
You know I had one locked and loaded.
Here, I still have marks. Here, I'll show you. I still have marks. Oh. Look.
Oh, okay.
That's a rib. Yeah, I can feel it. Oof. From where the calcium deposited, and it didn't go fully together.
But like when all right, so you go into these games and you know you're hurt. Are you trying to avoid people? Are you just like, it's going to hurt? Like, where are you at mentally?
Here's what I do, right? I go into the game and I say, I'm going to give you everything I have until I can't. And most of the time I've made it through the game because at some point I got pissed off. And if you get pissed off, if you make yourself, force yourself to get pissed off, the adrenaline will kill the pain. Now, the second after the game was over, I could barely move.
Jeez.
But I was able to get the adrenaline going, and this getting hit the whole game. And then after the game, I remember 1 week, I would go to practice for the walkthrough and stuff like that. And then I would go lay in the hospital bed in my little thing to try to help it heal. And I did that all week and played that week. Oof. And then one time I broke them too bad, and so I had to miss a couple of weeks. And then when I was stretching to come back, he re-broke them.
Oh, gosh.
And that was just excruciating because when he was stretching me, the four people around me go, what was that? And I go, my ribs.
Like to take this time to apologize to Jalen Waddle asking for tough catches.
Hey.
Oh, it's like that.
Now, I got hurt one time when I broke the ribs. I broke ribs in my on the backside because Vinny threw me a lollipop in the swing on the swing, and I reached up and dude hit me right in my thing, and I broke the ribs in my back because of the force.
Oh my god!
So yeah,
old brittle rib over here. I didn't realize. Jeez,
what?
How insensitive, Marcos?
Hey, no, because I'm gonna tell you like this. Nobody understands. All your core is attached to that. So if you laugh, cough, talk,
breathe,
anything, even, right? Move, everything, you can't take deep breaths. So you playing the whole game like this.
Oof.
You take a little breath because if you take a deep breath, they expand. So yeah, it was, and they put the thing on real tight, and dust constricts your breathing even more, and then you're trying to play a football game, and you can get sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. You don't really know, right? You don't really know until you get hit. Luckily, as a running back, I got hit right away. And everybody in the league, because of the injury report, knows exactly where your injury is, so they might as well put a damn bullseye on where you hurt.
Jeez.
They go hit him in the midsection.
Oh, no.
Wow.
The fourth one.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Something that feels very similar to a punch in the ribs is unfortunately seeing the success of Giancarlo Stanton in the playoffs.
Well, but see, here's the deal. The Yankees can afford him missing all the games he misses.
Yeah.
The There's no way the Marlins could be able to do that, because he would be a bigger piece of the Marlins if he were still with them.
We'll never know. I mean, they shoved him out the door, so, you know.
Right.
Wow. And then they were like, could you go to the team we want you to go to? He goes, no, I have a no trade clause. I'm going to go to the team I want to go to. And then, I mean, just Weasel Jeets is just sitting there smiling as he delivered Giancarlo Stanton right to the Yankees. Not fishy at all, dude.
Now you have a lineup of Aaron Judge, who hits a home run, and then immediately after...
swung on and hit in the air to center field and deep. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
Jason, Stanton, you on that?
And Judge have hit home runs.
Get it back.
Back to back.
Jason is going, wow. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
What?
Listen.
For a second, I did look at Jay Fink. Like,
I thought it was Jay Fink, right?
Was that you?
What?
Swung on and hit in the air to center field and deep. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Stanton and Judge have hit home runs, a back-to-back, and a belly-to-belly. And the Yankees take the lead. Giancarlo, non si può stopparlo. He homers, and he and Judge hit him back-to-back.
I can't believe this guy got to take all year off, and he gets to come back for the World Series.
That's what I'm saying.
By the way, you want another Marlins subplot we could be headed for? Now, he's hurt right now, but could be back for the World Series. He's dealing with a sports hernia. But our boy, Miguel Rojas, and our boy, Jazz Chisholm, they hate each other.
Ooh.
I mean, they...
Where is he? He's with the Dodgers?
He's with the Dodgers. Oh. He's been hurt. Kike Hernandez has been playing and killing it, by the way.
Oh, wait. So now I got to change my...
You can, I mean, listen, we're just going to sit back. We're innocent bystanders.
I know. So I can change my, that'd be some good side action that only we would understand, right?
Jazz versus Miggy Rowe?
Yeah.
Man, we're going to hate each other.
Ooh.
Yep. So, just something to keep an eye on for our just sad Marlins drama that's off here to the side.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, it's a bad option, I think, right? Like Yankees Dodgers, that seems like the correct option.
That's the one. That of course. Listen, Cleveland
Yankee Dodgers is what baseball wants,
dude. Trust me when I tell you, Cleveland's gonna have to do it with like Leslie Nielsen back there behind the plate if it gets to a dangerous spot, 100%. Because they are gonna go every kind of trick in the book to get Dodgers Yankees.
Some guy just skipping it out.
Yep, that's definitely happened. It's gonna make what Eric Gregg did in the NLCS to LeVon Hernandez like child's play. They're like, strangely enough, we're bringing Angel Hernandez back.
What?
Okay. Out of retirement. Great. I mean, I don't... You guys don't want to see Mets Guardian. I mean, come on. It's gross.
I don't want to see Mets anything.
Yep. It's fair.
Other than getting bludgeoned by the Dodgers.
In my own personal, you know, I would like to see the Cavs. I mean, not the Cavs, but the...
You and Kelsey. Kelsey's excited.
The Guardians.
Yeah, I bet he is.
Patrick Mahomes had to come out yesterday and say, I'm rooting for the Royals.
Well, they're
gone, Patrick, because Travis Kelsey's all excited. And Kelsey's like, well, I'm a Cleveland kid. I root for Cleveland.
Right.
Gross. So,
really?
What? I got time for one more, or should we wrap it up?
Nah, we got time for one more. It's a Friday, baby.
It is a Friday, huh? Let's check in on Leroy's boy, Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, I thought you were going to say who just recently signed. What? Eli.
Oh, Eli.
Oh, your boy. Yeah.
I would just send Jim a message, and it's going to say double move.
So be like, brilliant.
What the hell are you talking about?
Jim Harbaugh and his medical situation.
I talked to the cardiologist before I came in here. Got some test results back. The heart of an athlete is a direct quote from my cardiologist. So that made me feel good. And he said stress test was really good too. I think he used the word incredible. I think he did. My stamina was was incredible, and heart got stronger as it was more stressed. So, yeah, back in rhythm. Hopefully that that sticks. Got the monitor on, so good news. I took that as a compliment. Blue Twisted Steel, feeling good about that.
Blue Twisted Steel, you sure it's not Blue Chew, Jim?
I feel like Donald Trump wrote that like speech for him.
You know how like Mike McDaniel's sitting here and he goes, well, I would never go against the medical experts. And the guys, Jim Harbaugh goes to the medical experts. He goes, you know, you could take it a little easier. He goes, could I? Could I? He goes, you're probably fine. You're probably fine.
Heart of an athlete.
That's what I like to hear. He goes, you know, I was an athlete. He goes, you have the heart of it.
No one has more stamina than me.
Is that the same guy that says, like, he says, I have a heart of a lion?
I don't know.
You know, they just, like, yeah.
Heart of an, I don't think it works like that, Jim. I don't think that. What are you, secretariat?
But they do, like, when you get your heart tested, I just got mine. They say they age your heart. So they say I have a young heart. Like, man, they have to keep checking my heart because my beats per minute is like 50.
And they go, a lot?
No, it's very low. And they go, well, why? I say, because I'm a calm dude. They go, really? What? Like, it's like just our conversation with you.
It's because they're listening to the show. And they're like, how is it a calm dude next to Tobin?
Everybody thinks that I'm mad all the time, and that's not the case.
Mr. Horton, it's very strange. Your heart level is very calm, and then 10 to 2... they go off the radar up. And then they come back real calm.
That's just it. It doesn't. Everybody.
Did you have the little monitor that
I've used it because my Mel said the same thing. She got, everybody says, you got to calm down. It's like, my heart is fine. Look, I'll do the thing during the show.
Yeah. But wasn't she bragging about her heart?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Cause we went and got the free heart scan.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I was a zero, no threats. I'm like, yeah, because you're married to me. I get all those threats out of the way.
Look at that.
Take a break. Back after this.